Hey there. Let's dive into this latest inflation data. Some wild swings in the market, huh? Gold is on fire, but Bitcoin. It's taking a hit. That's a pretty big split, right?
Absolutely. The Producer Price Index, PPI, came in hotter than expected, and it's sending mixed signals. Gold's rallying as a safe haven, while Bitcoin's dropping like a stone. It's like the market's split into two camps.
Yeah, I mean, gold has been the go-to hedge for ages. People are flocking to it when the economy feels shaky. But Bitcoin, it's like the wild card. The data release must have made investors rethink their bets.
Exactly. Gold's a classic store of value, but Bitcoin's still proving itself. The PPI data probably raised questions about the Fed's next move, tighter policies. That's a win for gold, but a headache for crypto.
Right. Higher rates mean less incentive to hold Bitcoin, which doesn't pay dividends. It's like the market is saying, we'll take the safer bet.
And the inflation fears. That's a double whammy. If the Fed keeps rates high, it's a boost for traditional assets and a bummer for speculative ones like Bitcoin.
It's such a clear split. Gold's got the stability, Bitcoin's got the volatility. But wait, this isn't just about the data. It's about how each asset is perceived. Gold's been around for millennia, Bitcoin's still in its infancy.
Precisely. The PPI data's not just a number, it's a trigger. It's reshaping how investors see risk and reward. And for crypto, it's a reminder, you're not insulated from the macro world.
Oh, I feel that. The crypto market's got this wild ride, but it's getting pulled into the same currents as the stock market, gold, and bonds. It's a big shift.
Definitely. The key takeaway. Crypto's not immune to inflation, interest rates, or geopolitical drama. If you're investing, you've got to keep your eyes on the traditional indicators, too.
This data release is a bellwether. It's showing that Bitcoin's still a riskier bet in this environment. But if it can prove itself as a hedge, it could redefine the game.
That's the million-dollar question. Will Bitcoin break free from the macro cycle? Or will it always be tied to the same forces that drive stocks and commodities?
Either way, the market's got its eyes on the prize. And the next few weeks, that's when the real test begins.
Agreed. The PPI data's just the start. What happens next? That's what we'll be watching.
Yep. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.